speak to y'all about contracting with public entities, what the, kind of the rules and the guidelines and the methods are when you're doing construction projects with a public owner or for a public owner or as a public owner, and also to address some of the ethical concerns that come into play when you're doing these kind of projects. The basic assumptions that I made for this presentation is that pretty much everybody in here is either for or dealing with local governmental entities of one size or one shape or of another. And so the procurement code that I'm going to be talking about and the types of delivery methods and construction methodology that I'm going to be talking about applies to public owners on the local governmental level. I'm going to stay away from TxDOT. I'm going to stay away from university systems. Also, the disclosure rules vary. And you've already heard a little bit in today's presentations about some of the ethical and disclosure rules that have been talked about a lot because of the new HB 1295. There's going to be additional presentations on that. I'm going to try to stay away from that so you don't hear a lot of repetitious information. But I will touch on some of the ethical concerns associated with the local government code for construction procurement, as well as the government code, and just generally some of the things that I've seen that don't pass the smell test, so that when you're working with your clients or your entities, you can identify those potential pitfalls and problems and to keep yourself and the folks you're working with out of trouble. Moving into the procurement code for this speech, I'm going to focus on two main codes, the local government code and the government code. In the local government code, these statutes here on the screen are the ones that generally govern construction procurement.